So, folks, we could have had this hearing in January, and I would have gotten the same freaking answers out of y'all in January than I got today. And so the point is, Chairman Upton said, listen and be constructive. Maybe we're getting, we got your sides, we know what they are. That's not really being constructive, because we have some issues we have to address. And so we would respectfully request that you come in and be constructive, because I think if as you're learning as much as we are, because you're hearing the members ask questions. You don't have enough for repeal. You do have enough for some reforms. So we better get in the room and get it done, which will help everyone. It'll send the market signals to the next generation. It'll keep the regular guys in, and it'll address the price disparity, or I call the risk premium on the RINs, based upon producing something that's really not available or accessible at this time. You all represent associations, and the members of your association are not in line with your opening statements when they come in individually and talk to us. So, good for you guys for toeing the party line. We have to find, and we are committed to move on a fix, and it would be helpful for you all to start negotiating good faith to get this done. Because as the media was successful in reporting last time, I've got two refineries in and around my district. I've got ethanol refineries all over southern Illinois. I've got as much corn as you want. I've got crude oil production. I've got fracking. I've got it all. And I'm standing squarely with a foot in both bodies. And it is my goal and desire to get to a solution that benefits us all, not one side over the other. So let me go to the crux of the, and I think I lost it when I moved over here. So we have an advocation of the repeal of the RFS. I think that's been clearly stated today. Obviously, my friends in the RFS are saying, don't do anything. Can I get you all to commit to at least exploring something that's in between? In between full repeal and keeping as in with no change. Can I get you all to say, we're going to meet with you and try to make this happen? You can do yes or no or answer a question, but I'd like to go down the table. I'd like to start with Mr. Gerard.
Mr. Shimkus, I think you know we'll work with you always, and we're happy to have those conversations. Let me make one brief point, if I can.
Be brief. I've got a minute left.
I'll hurry. First is, the reason we call for repeal, first and foremost, is this statute is fundamentally broken. It's not working. The threat.
Okay, we're back to the same thing, because now Bob's going to say it's perfect. So, Bob, would you work with us? Jack, I don't
know. We'll work with you, but let's address the crisis
at
the time, the E-10
law. All right, Bob.
I believe to the extent that there are issues associated with the RFS, and I'll acknowledge that there are some concerns that need to be addressed, they can be addressed administratively. But I would like to work with you to determine how we can make that happen.
Charlie.
Absolutely, Congressman, if we all agree what the facts are and not what the bombast is.
Well that's...
That means no.
Okay, Mr. McAdams.
Now, we recognize, the ABFA recognizes the committee's jurisdiction and legislative authority. We would welcome the opportunity to work with you.
And, Dr. Martin, I don't have to, I mean, you can chime in if you want. I mean, you'd be willing to help, I'm sure.
Absolutely, happy to help.
Okay, but just let me end on this premise. The government has established by law, and you all have heard me say this before, procedures to refine either traditional or next generation. We have moved, because of our federal law position, have moved capitals into these positions. Y'all can't advocate us repealing a thing that shareholders would lose billions of dollars, and that the promise of the investment made by Mr. McAdams in future cellulosic, that we walk away from a government-mandated law that moved capital in these refineries, you're not advocating that we'd walk away from that and cause them to lose their private sector investment? Jack, you wouldn't want us to do that to the refinery sector.
No, we wouldn't. But what I would suggest, the second part of what I was going to say earlier, is we need to define what it is we're trying to accomplish. For example, when Mr. Waxman was asking questions about carbon emissions, yes, the future, particularly from the people that Mr. McAdams represents, they're much less carbon intensive than some of the other fuels. However, the National Academy of Science points out that the current corn-based ethanol we're producing is more greenhouse gas intensive.
All right, let me stop you. My time's expired. Let me just go back to say, you all need to come to the room, because if you keep these positions, no one's going to be happy and nothing's going to get done.